It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. It's Sunday morning. Thank God, right? We're through the week. I have tons of good information for you to learn from, to grow from. I promise you, if you stick through this show, you'll come out a smarter, more handsome, more beautiful person. All kidding aside, you'll be much better health-wise. And ultimately, my goal is to help you to be tremendously healthy. So if you, and it's not just some fad sort of thing, it's how our bodies should be running. They should be healing, right? We should be working excellently. We forgot what it's like to work well. And if you look around the world, there's many places that are living well. They're living well. And it isn't about money, because the United States has more money than anywhere else in the entire world, but we're 37th in overall health. We're last in infant mortality amongst industrialized worlds. We're more obese. We have more chronic disease, more inflammatory issues. And you know what our number one solution is to growing old? Number one solution to more longevity? It's take more medication. We take more medication in any country on planet Earth. More medication anywhere you'll find any research, no matter what. You know, we take more medication. So the deal is, our goal as a nation is to take more medication. And by the way, right, we're one of only two countries in the entire world where we're allowed to market directly pharmaceutically to the people. So the commercials you see all the time on your television, they come from the pharmaceutical industry, and we're one of only two countries, us and New Zealand. And guess who takes more medications than anywhere else? You got it. So if you look at how we're doing it completely backwards. It's bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. Their major agenda, their MO, is to have people take more medication, thinking that's what gets people healthier and lets them live longer. But if you think of other countries, so look at Singapore. Singapore has a big focus on longevity. So overall, when you look at how Singapore works, they subsidize healthier things. The government pays for businesses to create healthier things. So their soda has, I think ours has 47% sugar in it, and theirs has 13% sugar. So they made it mandatory that you cap off the amount of sugar that's in soda. They have healthier options. If you go to a food court somewhere and you put healthy options on your sign, you must stick to a certain standard to have those healthier options available to the people. And they are healthier options. It's not some gimmick as we do in our country. They're healthier options. So it's amazing what we do here versus somewhere else. They figured out in Singapore, they have one in four people are going to be above 65 soon. And so they're subsidizing families. They give families money to have parents live closer to the families. Guess what? Guess how it's supposed to be? It was supposed to be like that all along, right? We're supposed to live with our family together as they get older, and they help to take care of the kids and pass down their wisdom to kids. So, but they live much longer. So parents living with their families live much longer than parents going to a nursing home. So it's just, there's every single thing they do is focused on trying to subsidize their family to be healthier, subsidize their people to be healthier. They realize the cost of paying for people as they get older is so exponential. With that many people, you know, they determined it would cost the country so much more money. So they said, why don't we just make these processes, right? These concepts integrate into society, and they're paying much less money. They subsidize public transportation, so very few people live there. They make new cars expensive. Kind of crazy to think of, but they make them much more expensive, 2.5 times more than it would be in our country for a similar car, because 50% of the country uses public transportation, whereas in our country, 5% of the people use public transportation. So every single thing that they focus on is meant to build healthier, stronger, longer living people. And to me, that's what my radio show is about, right? In all seriousness, just taking a moment to share my passion and purpose with you guys. I want you guys to be healthier, because if you're going to live longer, you need to be healthier now. And if you're healthier now, you feel better. You look better. Mentally, you're better. You don't have as much cognitive decline. Your body runs better now. So we're the culmination of decisions we make all throughout our whole life. And none more apparent than going to your high school reunion. So go to your high school reunion. Mine's coming up sometime soon, and it's going to be, It's going to be 35, 36, 37 year high school reunion. And if you look at the people that are in your class, maybe when you're 20 years old, 25 years old, you might notice no difference in how old they look versus how you look. Now, when you're 30 years in and you look at how old they look versus how you look, if you've made good decisions throughout your life, if you haven't followed exactly what your doctors tell you to do all the time, then, you know, if you haven't, if you've taken command of your health, you started learning more, started more importantly applying stuff because it's really simple to do, then you notice there's a much bigger difference and how someone else looks that you used to know that looked just like you did 5 years out of high school versus you. And it's crazy, right? You're going to look younger. You're going to have more virile look to you. And so it's so important to do these practices because it isn't about waiting till you get older and then trying to figure it out. That's where the pharmaceutical industry owns that mindset. Get older, you get symptoms, you get diagnosed, we'll give you the medication for it. But that doesn't work that way. You need to make good decisions throughout your life. So wherever you are today, right, whatever your health's like today, if you choose to eat something differently than you would have eaten that's healthier, then you're moving the bar forward. Instead of having pizza, you have, you know, something else that's healthier. Instead of having ice cream, you know, we make sorbet in a blender. We take frozen fruit, put it in a blender, a little bit of honey, a little bit of coconut milk. We blend it up. Our kids love it. And it's not ice cream. It's 10 times healthier. It's just like eating fruit. So if you make lateral choices nutritionally, it's moving the bar forward. So that's my passion and purpose, is to show you how to do that, to realize if you follow what your friends and family members typically do in this country, you're going to have people who say their doctor, he's the benchmark, he's the expert in everything. And what he tells you to do, you should do it. He tells you to jump, how high should I jump? He tells you to take a pill, you should take that pill. And granted, you know, they have learned a lot of stuff, but their education is tainted. I know many friends that are medical doctors, and what they learn in college, they have to unlearn because it's bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. They pay for the educational process in their colleges. Then you come out of college and you have to practice a standard of care, which has been laid out by our government, which is, you know, dictated by the pharmaceutical industry. And a standard of care says when you have something wrong in your body, you need to do what? You need to take the medication to help you out. So if you have high blood pressure, you need to take a medication which has been proven, you know, I'm putting my air quotes up, by the Food and Drug Administration to be, you know, good for you. It really isn't. But you need, if the doctor doesn't do that and you have something going wrong with you, you have a heart attack or something happens because of them not giving you the medication, even if you got a heart attack anyway, they could be blamed. So as long as they follow standard of care, they're blameless. Right. And if they do something outside of that range and something happens to you, they get blamed. So their education dictated by pharmaceutical industry, their care is dictated by the industry. And ultimately, you need to follow it or else you're going to be in trouble. So the goal is, I want you guys to be healthy. And when you focus on this stuff, it's so important to know how to be healthy. And that's why I do this show. I want to give you the truth on healthcare, the truth on how to be better. And this week, I'm going to get into inflammatory foods because inflammation's the number one pre-cause to all the chronic diseases that are killing people in our country so fast. So all the cognitive decline, it's inflammatory based. All the obesity, inflammatory based. All the arthritis, inflammatory based. All the cancer, it comes from an inflammatory base. Now they'll blame it on your genetics, because if you blame it on the genes, then you have no blame, right? But our genetics have not changed over the past 100, 150 years, and they didn't have the same diseases we have now back then, but our genes were the same exact genes that they blame now for these diseases. You can see how it's backwards. So it's our lifestyle that creates them. So it's all inflammatory issues to begin with. I'm going to get into inflammatory foods to reduce or avoid altogether. So if you look at them, what they are is the refined, processed, and fast foods. Those are big ones you want to avoid. Vegetable, seed, and canola oils, you got to avoid them. Factory farmed animal products, right? You don't want factory farmed animal products, which is the conventional beef and chicken and eggs and stuff in your grocery store. You got to go for something much better. Conventional dairy, once again, just like animal products, it's coming from an animal that has been fed the wrong diet for it, doesn't develop properly, it's given drugs to stay alive, and basically it isn't good for you, and then alcohol and caffeine. So fast food, vegetable, seed and canola oils, factory farmed animal products, conventional dairy, and alcohol and caffeine. Does that not sound like the American way right there, right? It's not, you know, that's basically all the stuff people eat the majority of time, and they call it good because it tastes good. Honestly, it tastes good, and it jacks you up. Caffeine, everything jacks you up, and alcohol makes you feel a little loopy. But basically, it's designed to make you less healthy in the name of companies having more profit. So I'm going to get into the better. I always like starting off the stuff that's negative, but I'm going to get into the better foods we should be eating. So organic fruits and veggies should make up a high percentage of your diet, right? If you do that, you can make green smoothies, do it at home. Don't go to the whatever smoothie place to do it because it's made with sugar and other abnormal products. So green smoothies at home. Whole grains, that has to be smaller, but whole grains like sprouted or fermented grains, brown rices. And you can make these grains if you're cooking them in a pressure cooker. It takes away a lot of the damage that it can cause normally. Fermented foods. Talked about that last week. Fermented foods are really good. They're rich in probiotics. They have a lot of health factors in them. Bone broth, really, really good. So if you can do a lot of bone broth, even bone broth fasting can help you quite a bit. Beans, legumes, healthy fats. And that's salmon, avocado, olive oil, those sort of fats. Even grass-fed beef has the right fat ratio. It's very good for you. And then the right spices and herbs. So if you do these things and you focus on the foods that are much, much healthier for you, you can have a much healthier life. And then, you know, to find out, and I talk a lot about weight loss because that's probably the biggest thing in our country, obesity-wise. You have to bring down your overall weight because if you have excess weight in your body, all diseases come from that obesity. And if inflammatory foods cause obesity. So if you have an obesity issue, it can create chronic disease faster than anything else. And honestly, it's the trifecta, right? You don't feel good. You don't look good. You're not as happy. You're not as healthy. It messes with your mental health because you're not eating healthy food, which is putting pounds in your body. And guess what? They give you an SSRI, antidepressant, and that makes you want to eat more and put on more weight. I feel that's a crappy way to go about it, right? It makes you feel better mentally, possibly, but it makes you put on more weight, which is counter-effective to you feeling better mentally. And so therefore, it just makes you worse. So, you know, if you want to be healthier, you got to lose weight first. Has to be the big thing. Because if you have that weight on you and you go about eating whole food, nutritious food, you find out exactly what supplements you're deficient in, you plug these things in, your body will drop weight. I promise you. You know, I own a company, Hudson Valley Weight Loss, and we have people that come in, they lose weight so quickly. And this isn't promotional, what I'm saying right now. It's really the truth. If you eat properly, your body does not want to hold on to weight. If you supplement your body properly, and the problem is with supplement your body properly, most people say, I take so many supplements, but you don't know if you have too much in your system, too little in your system. You don't know if the medications you're possibly taking are making you more deficient or taking these vitamins and minerals from you. Medications do that. They take vitamins and minerals from you. And therefore, you know, you might be deficient. You don't know where you came from, your genetics, your sex, how your parents raised you. That all affects what you need nutritionally. So we have specific testing that's very, very accurate. Even if you just want to be tested, very, very accurate to find out what you're deficient in. And I feel it's so important. I do it a couple times a year, up to, you know, probably 5, 6, 7 times a year. Find out exactly what my body's deficient in because each season it could be a little bit differently. And summer will strip stuff out of your system, particularly this hot summer we've had. Winter will make you deficient in things. So eating certain things is so important to have the right stuff in your body. But, you know, if you're trying to lose weight and you're deficient in nutrients, it's impossible. I'm telling you, it's impossible. I tried to, even me, I ate really, really healthy. I tried to lose weight. I crept on. I had about 20 pounds to lose and probably about 30 pounds to lose, but it crept on. And I tried to lose weight and I couldn't do it. I'd lose maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds. Every time I stopped trying, it would come back, you know, a couple pounds more than I started with. I say it would bring its friends with it. So that's a really hard thing to overcome is that weight loss resistance. Your hormones become messed up. Your hormones that tell you you're satiated, that you don't want to eat anymore, they get messed up. And now you have this issue where you're overweight. You're eating food, trying to find nutrients, and your body will say you have to eat more food because you're deficient in certain things. You have to eat more food. So even if you don't want to eat, if you're trying to diet, if you're trying to eat less food, your body's going to crave, then you're going to cave and eat that food because your body needs it. And your emotional needs associated with what your body really, really needs, it'll always win over your discipline. So emotions always win over logic. That's just a fact. You talk to salespeople, you know, emotions always win over logic. So if your body needs something, it's going to make you emotionally crave it and you will cave because your body needs it. So we have testing, and I do, you know, like I say, many times a year, and you put your hand on this hand cradle. Now, I'm going to geek out a little bit because it's somewhat complicated to do this, but you put your hand on this hand cradle, and it introduces signals into your body, signals that represent nutrients, body function, whatever. And about 10,000 questions, roughly, it asks your body, because we do a pre-scan. It figures out what areas we need to ask questions with, and then it tells you, so it puts these things in there, and your body will respond to it. It'll respond and it'll tell you what you're deficient in. And that's so important, because now you can find out exactly what nutrients your body needs. Once it finds out what you're deficient in, once that question comes back out of range, we have the entire nutrient line from a number of companies built into the computer, into the system, and it maps out which things you need exactly. So it'll bounce the resonant frequencies for those nutrients off of your abnormal questions that came back off, and it'll tell you exactly what nutrient you need to fix that deficiency that you currently have. So this is the biggest step for people who have weight loss issues, because you got to plug these in. You'll never lose weight without figuring out exactly what you're deficient in. Then after that, you come behind it with whole foods. You eat real whole foods, food that we're meant to eat. We kind of coach you through that process, showing you what food you should eat for you. We have recipes. We have all, that's simple, right? We have recipes and everything for you to do. I was talking to someone last week. He's an attorney, and he's doing our weight loss process, and he says it's the simplest thing he ever did. He's eating whole foods. We tell you what to eat. He feels satisfied. He's down 30 pounds in 40 something days. So that's pretty crazy, right? 30 pounds in 40 something days. And he looks so different. I saw him come into my office, and he just looked like a athletic guy at the front desk before he had weight on him. Now he looks like an athletic guy. And I think that's really, really cool. So we have men doing this, and men, unfortunately, women, they tend to lose weight faster. That's how we're built hormonally. So, you know, women tend to lose 20 pounds over that 40 day period, but men lose 30, 40, 50 pounds over that 40 day period, over a month and 9 days. That's what 40 days is, a month and 9 days. They drop that weight quickly. But the bigger thing, and I want to share this, this whole program is designed not to lose weight. The company is called Hudson Valley Weight Loss, but it's not designed to lose weight. It's designed to make your body work exactly how it's supposed to work, and your body does not want to hold on to weight. So if your body's working well, everything's healthy, your metabolism's good, all your nutrient needs are met, your body does not want to hold on to weight. It wants to drop that weight. So it's very important to fix the metabolism, have your body running well, so this way, on the back end of losing weight, it stays off. That's the biggest thing here. You don't want to just diet to put on weight. You go to Weight Watchers, you diet, stop dieting, the weight comes back. The goal is to get you to diet to lose weight. So you lose the weight and it stays off. It stays off from that point forward. Now, of course, if you go back to your old way of eating, it's going to come back. That's a fact. But if you eat clean, you know, and eat enough calories to make you really happy, and then occasionally on the weekends you go out to eat, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to have a little bit more food, maybe food that isn't the stuff we normally eat on the weekend for a day, maybe even 2 days, as long as you're eating clean the rest of the days, and your body will stay lean, healthy, inflammation will be lower, the chronic diseases will be decreased, the mental health in the future will decrease, and you have a much better life. So I spoke to that guy. I said, how's your energy levels? Great. I wake up, great energy. I go to sleep. All, you know, so that's perfect. How's your focus? And he's an attorney, so he needs a focus. So my focus is incredible. I can focus so much more clearly. And that's the truth. So every aspect of your life, your emotions, it works better when your body's eating healthier. It's true. When you're eating healthier, your nutritional needs are met. You go into a room and you're more focused. You go home as a mother, father, you're better for your kids. You go to work out, you have more energy. Everything's just better. I love that thing. I've done the program myself. I feel so much better when I eat clean and I'm doing the stuff right. So if you're someone who, you know, I've kind of gone on after this because I'm really passionate. I want you guys to have that opportunity to try to learn how to lose weight, how to be healthier, and let your body drop that weight you've been holding on to so you can be healthier. So if you want to do this, if you want to come in and set up a time, take advantage of, you know, what we're doing there, we do it on the radio for 5 people for free each week. So seriously, 5 people for free. So instead of the $150 for that first visit, we waive that only for people on the radio. And if you give us a call, we'll listen to the message tomorrow. We'll call you back and we'll figure out how to get you in. One thing I want to tell you though is please, if you want to come in, I'm giving this to you. I want you to do it. But if you're going to make that commitment, please come in. I mean, you know, come in. We hold a credit card now. So if you don't come in, we have you pay a little percentage of that just because, you know, we don't want you missing the appointment. If you don't give us a message, you know, don't connect to us within 24 hours, you know, we're going to charge that, you know, because honestly, it doesn't benefit me, it doesn't benefit you, and it hurts other people that would have taken that time that you took up in the book. So if you want to come in, the first five people, we do it for free, completely free. Give us a call. Phone number is 845-897-LOSS. Now put that in numbers too. 845-897-5677. Leave us a message. We'll get back to you tomorrow. We'll set up a time for you. We'll get you on track, get you healthier. And once again, 845-897-5677. And I really hope you take advantage of this. Don't put it off. You know, your life would be so much better. And that's my goal. My goal is to try to get you as healthy as you possibly can get. All right. So I want to talk about health a little bit philosophically. I mean, honestly, I'm going to get into the real side of it, but your brain controls everything in your body. Simple fact, go to your neurologist, go to any doctor, read any research anywhere in the world. Talk about medical education, my education, all that stuff. They're going to say the brain runs everything in your body. Now, I'm going to tell you something really cool because it goes deeper than that. So if you think about it, think about someone you know with diabetes. So diabetics often get diabetic neuropathy, nerve pathology, neuropathy. And what happens when you have neuropathy, the messages coming from your brain no longer reach areas of your body, typically your feet and lower legs. So people with diabetic neuropathy over time, the messages coming from the brain going down their leg, those nerves, they start breaking down and they can't carry the signal down. Now I'm going to tell you how that signal coming down is life. What's coming from your brain is life. Now, it may sound crazy right now, but think about this. It's coming from your brain down through the nerve to your feet, and the life going to your feet to keep them alive, healthy, vital, pink, the flesh, you know, working well. If you get 100% down there, you're going to work excellently. You're going to have no issue. If you get less than 100% to your feet, which is what happens to diabetic neuropathy, they can't heal anymore. Tissue starts dying. Sometimes they cut off toes due to gangrene, and gangrene is a process of tissue dying. If you cut your foot, it doesn't heal as quickly if you're diabetic because you don't get as much information to the foot. Remember, neuropathy, nerve pathology, doesn't get as much information to your foot, and your foot can't heal because it's not getting the information. That life isn't reaching your foot, and your foot can't heal at 100% the way it's designed to. Now, most of our bodies function less than 100%. It's sad, but less than 100%. They take the oldest person every year who passes away. They dissect this person when they die to figure out what went right. And ultimately, you see this person often, they didn't die from any disease. Their heart didn't have, you know, heart disease. They didn't have cancer or anything like that. All their cells got old and they could no longer sustain life. And that's perfect. Most people have an organ or a system that fails prematurely and then they die. So heart disease, cancer, the biggest two. So, and there's other diseases too. But if you look at someone with heart disease, it isn't just because they ate wrong, they smoked. That plays a role for sure. That can accelerate the process. But you always find nerve interference carrying that life to that organ system, and it can't heal as well as it should anymore because there's people who smoke and live to 100. Sorry to tell you, don't pick up smoking. It's not good, but people smoke, live to 100. But if you have loss of function get into your heart and then you smoke, you're going to get disease and die sooner than you should. So basically, even if you smoked, you can live for a long, long time, right? If your body's getting that information to that organ system, right? And those nerves go into your heart. They come from your lower neck, upper back. And what do we do all day? We're sitting on a computer, on our phone. We're doing stuff that irritates and damages that area of our spine, which houses your spinal cord and the nerves branching off. And it starts to irritate those nerves and create some loss of connection, some loss of function, some loss of life traveling to your heart and to that region. So it's when I hear someone say, my dad has heart disease, my mother has heart disease, it's almost impossible to get that person's brain to think differently about how your body's running. That's the truth. Your body, if it doesn't get the information to your heart through the nervous system from your brain has the life in it traveling to your body. If it doesn't get it down to the heart, your heart can no longer work, can't pump blood effectively. Your body isn't getting oxygenated, isn't clearing out all the toxins, because your heart isn't working well, then it creates disease elsewhere. And if your body isn't working good in that system, it probably isn't working good elsewhere. So I always tell people your nervous system functioning 100% is the most important thing for healing and to live long. Now, there's been research that shows if you have a curve in your neck, which is perfect, you live to be 95 years old on average, regardless of smoking, drinking, if you're hanging out with people, if you're exercising, all that stuff. 95 years of age is the average life expectancy with a perfect curve in your neck. Now, if you reverse that curve, which is very abnormal, you'll see when you reverse the curve, first of all, your body starts building arthritis quickly in it because it's abnormally positioned, creates more pain, less activity, but you die sooner. So 65 years of age is the average life expectancy with a reverse cervical curve. So these are very, very important things for your body to run and heal right. And this happens everywhere. You know, people have carpal tunnel syndrome. They go and get it treated through medication, therapy, or surgery. But that's nerve interference typically coming from the neck that goes down into your hand. And these nerves go to your hand as well as other areas. You know, some of them go to your extremities, some go to your heart and everything else. And they don't work well. So it's so important for life to reach parts of your body. And if you just listened before, it's very clear to me that it's the life reaching your body. If you have less life reaching your body and then you do poor health habits, you die even sooner than you should have. So it's very important to feel good, function good, heal good, have a great life, to have 100% of that nerve information get into your body. So when I talk about this, your nervous system needs to be in a very specific place, which is why I focus so much on x-rays. I need to see the position of your nervous system. It means so much more to me in terms of health and progress than how you feel. Patients come in and say, I have pain. I don't have pain. I say, that's really cool. You know, let's high five, let's chest bump, whatever. But more important to me is always figuring out what's going on with you neurologically, what's going on with you positionally, because that's truly the benchmark for how you're healing and how you're doing. So everything in your body, digestive issues, hormonal issues, reproductive issues, anything in your body is related to nerve function. And you get the nerve function going, it can help that area possibly heal it completely or help you work better so it can heal completely. So if anybody's listening and say, this makes sense, it sounds like me, I want to get better, give us a call. You know, we're going to have about 5 appointments to come in, get your spine and nervous system checked. We do high level corrective chiropractic care in my office. If we figure out what's going on with you, I'll give you options. No commitment, just options on how to get better. But if you want to see if that's you, give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. And it's free. We do it for free for people from the radio show. But it's 845-896-1200. Give us a call. We'll call you back tomorrow. Set up a time. Try to get you healthy. That's 845-896-1200. Guys, I love you. Honestly, bless you guys. Hope you have a tremendous week. And I'll be back out with you next Sunday talking to you more about try to be healthy and try to live the best life you can.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.